From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The Missouri Senate proposed a new bill that would reduce the window allotted for personal injury civil suits to 3 years or less. Missouri law currently gives residents a five-year period of suit. Senator Dan Hegeman, the bill's sponsor, stated this bill would allow Missouri to catch up to the majority of states that already have a statute of limitations of 3 years or less. David Klarich spoke in opposition of the bill on behalf of the Missouri Association of Trial Attorneys. His criticism was that a shorter statute of limitations would leave less time for potential settlements and could increase the number of cases in courts.
I would just suggest, Senators, that if you are going to lower the statute of limitations, that statistically you're not going to impact a lot of people, but you are going to cause more litigation. I know that's not your intention, but understand people will preserve their right to court.
Klarich believes the current five-year statute is not presenting any problems. The Missouri House has given initial approval to a bill to change how public sector union members pay dues. House members in a voice vote advanced a bill yesterday. It needs another vote to move to the Senate. The legislation would require public employees to annually reauthorize paying their dues through paycheck withholdings. It would also require those unions to make financial records available to workers. Supporters said it would make it easier for union members to withdraw if they no longer want to pay dues. Opponents argue it's an unnecessary regulation on unions. The U.S. yesterday moved to strip the naturalization of a U.S. citizen who pleaded guilty more than 7 years ago to sending more than $1 million to Iraq in violation of U.S. sanctions. Dan Margulies reports.
Mubarak Hamed was sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison and was freed in August 2016. Hamed, a native of Sudan, is a resident of Columbia, Missouri. He was executive director of the Islamic American Relief Agency, which the U.S. Treasury designated as a global terrorist organization in 2004. It's not clear why the government is only now moving to denaturalize Hamed, who entered the U.S. on a student visa and later got permanent resident status through the Diversity Visa Lottery Program. But President Trump has made clear that he wants to get rid of the program, saying it has allowed terrorists to enter the country. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Documents investigating the death last year of 17-year-old Kenneth Suttner are now available to the public. A Howard County judge lifted the protective order on the records in a hearing yesterday that only lasted 5 minutes. The ruling came after Sandy Davidson, the attorney for the Columbia Missourian and an MU communications law professor, filed a motion in January seeking to make the records public. When asked for the records after the hearing, the Howard County coroner would not give them to the Columbia Missourian, saying he had to speak to his attorney first. The coroner said the ruling applied to the Glasgow School District, but it didn't mean he had to release the records. He has maintained his office is a law enforcement agency and exempt from Missouri Sunshine Law. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.